The debate around whether assisted dying should be made legal in the UK has made front page news following Dame Esther Ranson's revelation that she has stage 4 lung cancer. The broadcaster told BBC Radio 4 that the current legislation needs a rethink and that she's decided to join an assisted dying clinic in Switzerland.
I have joined Dignitas. I have, in my brain, thought, well, if the next scan says nothing's working, I might buzz off to Zurich. But, you know, it puts my family and friends in a difficult position because they would want to go with me. And that means that the police might prosecute them. So we've got to do something. At the moment, it's not really working, is it?
Dame Esther Ranson speaking to BBC Radio 4. As Dame Esther alludes to in that interview, assisting suicide is a crime in most parts of the UK, and it can even carry a custodial sentence. Although there is no such specific crime in Scotland, it is possible that helping a person to die can lead to prosecution. It means family members, friends, and medical professionals could find themselves in the dock if they help someone to die. Campaigners say this is unjust and the law in the UK should be changed, like it has been in Canada, parts of Australia, and the United States. Jenny Carruthers is one of them, and I've been speaking with her.
My cancer was diagnosed as terminal 3 years ago. And I've had a checkered journey. I've been a medical professional and I've cared for my partner through his terminal illness. So I have seen different sides of the debate. I think it is very different when you look from a personal perspective. The debate as an abstract, when it's about the ethics, is a really wide one, a really important one, but your perspective changes when it becomes personal. And for me, watching my partner, we had amazing palliative care help, but there were things they couldn't do. And it was enormously difficult for myself. I had young children at the time. Hearing him in agony and being unable to help, they couldn't really mitigate his pain. His cancer spread to his bones, which is the same spread that I've got. So I kind of understand where I'm heading and the potential for me to endure the kind of pain that he had. I mean, we're on different treatments and my current treatment's amazing, but I am vaguely aware of how difficult it might get, as are my children, and the options for me are limited. You know, either I endure what he did or I leave my children and go abroad and find a little bit of peace earlier, or think about other options. And none of them are very palatable.
You speak, Jenny, on experiences that are, you know, are unimaginably difficult. This built on experiences. You mentioned your time as a medical professional yourself, providing, am I right in saying, this sort of end-of-life care for other patients? What are your memories of treating those people?
Yeah, I worked in an acute gastro ward as a carer, so it was very much hands-on patient care. And some of those patients were end-of-life. They had very serious gastro problems. And it was very difficult for families coming in. You've got six patients in a bay, so there wasn't a lot of privacy. You can make them as comfortable as you can. You can't always give them the privacy of a side room. And understanding that there are other patients that can hear them, that potentially are in a similar position, knowing that that's somewhere their illness might take them as well, is difficult for everyone. And obviously, I'm not a doctor. I don't administer medicine, or I didn't. But asking people to do things, asking people, is there anything else that we can provide? And knowing that really within our system, there isn't anything else that you can do to alleviate that pain. It's very wearing, very emotionally tiring for everyone who provides care. So, yeah, our system has limitations. And if we could change the law, if it was possible, it would give people more dignity. Not to be able to make the choice personally to do that for myself or for my partner to do that for himself, it feels unbalanced and it feels like we have to give people another choice.
You spoke of some of the shortcomings when it came to some of the care that you were able to provide, or the NHS was able to provide, in contrast to the very high praise you had for the palliative care received by your partner. Is your point here that obviously we'd love to be able to give the best palliative care to everyone, but regardless of that, there are still some instances where the most sympathetic option is to enable some sort of assisted dying?
Yeah, that is my belief. At the moment, our system doesn't have every answer, and sometimes chronic pain isn't able to be controlled. It just seems that there are kinder ways that we could apply the law, and that whilst our current palliative care tries really, really hard to cope with all situations, it can't. And if the situation were changed, we could be more humane and people could find more dignity at the end.
Thank you so much to Jenny Carruthers for sharing her story so openly. They're making the case for the legalisation of assisted dying in the UK.